Greetings again, pilgrims walking through the Old Testament days of 1 Samuel together. It is September 12th, and we are up to episodes 21 and 22 of our Samuel in September series, and this is Pastor Bob, broadcasting from the Parsonage Studios in the heart of Arthur, Illinois, on the eve of the Vine Street Christian Church return to worship services in the sanctuary. Amen. May God be with us. Well, episode 20, as you remember, was Samuel's farewell address. And that was the entirety of chapter 12 of 1 Samuel. And now we have episodes 22 and 23. And we'll be in the 13th chapter of 1 Samuel. Episode 22 is chapter 13, verses 1 through 7. It's titled Continued War with Philistia. Or Philistia. And as you recall, our last episode ended. It was Samuel's farewell address and those haunting closing final words of Samuel to his people. But if you continue to sin, you and your king will be destroyed. Well, there's a little foreshadowing. Chapter 13, verses 1 through 7, episode 22, Continued War with Philistia. We have the orange fall candle lit, we have the monks, and we have the green tea today, double bagged, super antioxidants, all kinds of free radicals, peaceful protesters, I'm sure. Let's begin. Episode 22. Saul was 30 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 42 years. Saul selected 3,000 special troops from the army of Israel and sent the rest of the men home. He took 2,000 of the chosen men with him to Michmash, and the hill country of Bethel. The other 1,000 went with Saul's son, Jonathan, to Gibeah in the land of Benjamin. Soon after this, Jonathan attacked and defeated the garrison of Philistines at Gibba. The news spread quickly among the Philistines that Israel was in revolt. So Saul sounded the call to arms throughout Israel. He announced that the Philistine garrison at Geba had been destroyed, and he warned the people that the Philistines now hated the Israelites more than ever. So the entire Israelite army mobilized again and met Saul at Gilgal. The Philistines mustered a mighty army of 3,000 chariots, 6,000 horsemen, and as many warriors as the grains of sand along the seashore. They camped at Michmash, east of Beth-Aven. When the men of Israel saw the vast number of enemy troops, they lost their nerve entirely and tried to hide in caves, holes, rocks, tombs, and cisterns. Some of them crossed the Jordan River and escaped into the land of Gad and Gilead. And thus concludes episode 22, Continued War with Philistia. And now episode 23, Saul's disobedience and Samuel's rebuke. We are in the 13th chapter, beginning with verse 8 all the way through verse 14. Verses 8 through 14. Meanwhile, Saul stayed at Gilgal, and his men were trembling with fear. Saul waited there 7 days for Samuel, as Samuel had instructed him earlier. But Samuel still didn't come. Saul realized that his troops were rapidly slipping away. So he demanded, "Bring me the burnt offering and the peace offerings." And Saul sacrificed the burnt offering himself. Just as Saul was finishing with the burnt offering, Samuel arrived. Saul went out to meet and welcome him, but Samuel said, "What is this you have done?" Saul replied, "I saw my men scattering from me, and you didn't arrive when you said you would, and the Philistines are at Michmash ready for battle. So I said, 'The Philistines are ready to march against us, and I haven't even asked for the Lord's help.' So I felt obliged to offer the burnt offering myself before you came." "How foolish," Samuel exclaimed. "You have disobeyed the command of the Lord your God. Had you obeyed the Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel forever. But now, your dynasty must end, for the Lord has sought out a man after his own heart. The Lord has already chosen him to be king over his people, for you have not obeyed the Lord's command." And thus completes episode 23, Saul's disobedience and Samuel's rebuke. Tomorrow is the Sabbath, September 13th. Church will be in session, and I hope you'll all either be with us live or be with us on Facebook. It'll be quite a day at Vine Street. But until then, may this Saturday find you in God's presence, and may you see the many blessings and miracles that God has in store for you on this very day. Amen.